Fort Assiniboine, Woodlands County councilors passed a motion at their August 17 meeting to reallocate $100,000 in surplus revenue from the sale of surplus equipment to do the engineering work on Horse Creek Road, which is located north of Fort Assiniboine, and the Alberta Newsprint Company, ANC, Road near Whitecourt ahead of an eventual resurfacing project. Director of Infrastructure Andre Batchin said that administration will be proposing in 2023 to resurface 7 kilometers along Horse Creek Road and 500 meters along the ANC Road. Batchin noted Horse Creek Road was identified in the county's asphalt road assessment as needing resurfacing within the following 2 years, and 2022 was that second year. He indicated the resurfacing of Horse Creek Road would cost an estimated $4.5 million, while the ANC Road would cost roughly $650,000. In order to tender out these resurfacing projects, however, the county first needs to have some engineering work done. To take advantage of early season bidding, Batchin proposed the county pull $100,000 out of the $250,000 in unbudgeted revenue they received for the sale of surplus equipment. When asked how many residents actually utilize Horse Creek Road, Batchin responded that there were only 10 to 12 residents living along that road, but it is also one of the main roads for agricultural operations in that area, as well as the main logging road. Count. Peter Culkin added that this particular stretch of road was put in specifically to bypass the community of Fort Assiniboine, and that it services the heavy truck industry in the Taimu area. Batchin also pointed out that this road was put in roughly 26 years ago, and the typical life expectancy for an asphalt road is 20 to 25 years. Division 7 Count. Devin Williams, who represents Fort Assiniboine, Taimu, said that it doesn't really matter how many residents live in that area as Horse Creek Road basically intersects with every road north of Fort Assiniboine. That's quite an artery for industry and farming, he said. It's a very well-used road. Division 5 Count. Bruce Prestige said councillors also have to keep in mind that if the county delays the resurfacing to another year, the wear and tear on both roads will only worsen and it will become more expensive to resurface them. Eventually, Division 1 Count. Dave Cush put forward the motion to reallocate the $100,000 to do the engineering work and prepare the necessary documents for tendering out the resurfacing. Kevin Berger, Town and Country Today.com.